Here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tariffs against Mexico and China paused for 30 days, but tariffs against China went into effect overnight. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has China's response.
China firing back. After President Trump's 10% tariff went into effect at midnight, Beijing swiftly retaliating with tariffs on American goods, including coal, liquefied natural gas, crude oil, agricultural machinery, and pickup trucks. China also restricting the export of critical minerals used to produce high-tech products.
Mexico and Canada both agreed to boost border security in exchange for the tariffs being paused. Sources say a handful of people working with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency were spotted at the Department of Education on Monday. They also say his team has access to the agency's records. Musk says he has the blessing of President Trump and the authority to close the U.S. Agency for International Development. Democrats in Congress strongly disagree. This is ABC News. A Wisconsin family now suing after the death of a young man who suddenly could not afford his asthma medication.
22-year-old Cole Schmitnick treated his asthma with an Advair inhaler, costing $66 a month. But last year, his family says Walgreens told him the inhaler was no longer covered by his insurance and would cost $539. Unable to afford it, Cole left the store without it. 5 days later, Cole's family says he suffered a severe asthma attack, later dying at the hospital.
NBC's Andrea Fujii, Cole's family is suing Optum Rx, saying it should have warned him about the price hike. Major League Baseball firing an umpire once credited for calling a World Series game perfectly. Pat Hoberg let go for sharing his sports betting accounts with a friend who then bet on baseball. Officials say he interfered with the investigation, but Hoberg is not accused of betting on baseball himself. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Butternut has updated their city ordinance regarding animals. For more information, you can stop by the Village Hall and ask for a copy. Saturday, February 15th at 2 p.m., it's Bunko at the Rock Garden Tavern. Bunko is a six-round dice game that is easy to learn and fun to play. No experience is necessary, but pre-registration is required, as the game is limited to 12 people. You can call 715-339-7282 or email fofs@pctcnet.net to reserve your spot today. The cost is free. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th at 2 p.m. at the Rock Garden Tavern. Saturday, February 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, it's yoga. This will be taking place in the center building at the back of the park and will feature certified instructor Linda Johnson leading the class in an hour of yoga. Bring your own yoga mat and towel or blanket. The cost is $5 and there is no need to RSVP. But if you have questions, you can call 715-339-7282. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. Republicans have asked a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice to recuse herself from deliberations on Act 10. Susan Crawford, who is running for Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice, weighs in. Lisa Hale has that story.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has been asked to step aside from deliberations on the Act 10 law before the court because she has publicly said that she thinks it's unconstitutional, and she campaigned for her position on that point. Fellow liberal judge Susan Crawford, who's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice against conservative Brad Schimmel, says she's sure Protasiewicz will make the right decision.
I am sure that Justice Protasiewicz will make a decision that's based on the facts of that case, who the parties are, and what the issues are that are presented, and will make her own determination about whether she can be fair and impartial sitting on that case. That's what the judicial rules require her to do.
Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn has already recused himself from the case as he helped to write Act 10 when he was chief legal counsel to then-Governor Scott Walker. Act 10 is the law that banned collective bargaining for many state workers. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Robert Bogey Bogdanovich, 85, of Phillips, passed away on Saturday, February 1st. He is survived by his children, Kevin of Wausau, Kathy Zimmerman of Phillips, Kenny of Phillips, Keith of Phillips, Kirk of Phillips, and Chrissy Rodewald of Wausau. Further survived by his grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren, and by his brother George and his sister-in-law, and by many nieces and nephews. A massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, February 7th at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation will begin at 9:30 a.m. and continue until the start of Mass. Military honors at the church will follow the Mass. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Bogey Bogdanovich, 85, of Phillips. Gary Oliver Ocker passed away peacefully at his home, surrounded by his family, on February 2nd at the age of 86. Gary is survived by his sister Harriet and his brother Ron, survived also by his five children, Tony Champeau of Green Bay, Sandy Marvel of Eau Claire, John Ocker of Fifield, Lisa Ocker of Tucson, Arizona, and by Judy Weeble of Eau Claire. Further survived by 15 grandchildren, by 8 great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services, 11 a.m. on Monday, February 10th, at Fifield Congregational Church, with Pastor Jill Lemke officiating. Visitation on Monday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Gary Oliver Ocker. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks get zapped by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost on the road to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 125-96. Milwaukee missing four of their top players, Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton. It was the Bucks' fourth straight loss. Pat Connington.
they're a tremendous team, and that's not a secret. For us, when you're in a game, when you're in a situation like where you're shorthanded and kind of, you know, like we were tonight, you got to think about the things that you can control.
College hoops, the Badgers host the Hoosiers from Indiana tonight in Madison. Greg Gard talked about their win over Northwestern over the weekend.
I didn't think we came really ready to compete right out of the gate on Saturday. So we got that fire lit a little bit. But I thought the group of Janicki, McGee, Amos was out there at time. Obviously, Gilmore did some good things in the first half. We got some energy going and got our juices going a little bit with that group off the bench. And that sometimes we need that.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, we had a few girls' games around the area last night. The Butternut Girls played host to conference-leading Solon Springs last night, and it was a well-played game, according to Coach Sherwinski, throughout. But in the end, Solon Springs just had too much firepower, and they went on for the they hit 10 threes in the game and went on for the 60-46 victory. Kendra Pritzel, she led the Butternut Girls with 18. Gianna Nehring had 15, and Caitlin Bebo added 8. The Eagles improved to 13-0 on the year, leading the conference. Butternut falling to 7-6 and 10-9, and they'll travel to Mercer tonight for a contest. The other girls' action from last night had Marion Tigerton edging Shawamigan 49-45. The LCO girls, they topped Bayfield last night by the count of 42-25, and the Mellon girls get a win over Hurley last night, 51-28. On the local scene tonight, it's youth night at the Park Falls Gymnasium as the Shawamigan boys will play host to Prentice, as youth will get a chance to show off their skills and get photo of the team and all kinds of fun stuff for the kids at the Park Falls campus tonight, 5:45 pregame, 7:15 will be the tap. We'll have that game for you tonight, with Shawamigan hosting Prentice in boys basketball. That'll be on 103.1 on the Civic Media app and on trailmix.fm. Meanwhile, the Butternut boys and girls doubleheader, they'll be at Mercer tonight with the girls at 5:45 and the boys playing their contest at 7:15. In other action, the Lakeland T-Birds, they will be in action tonight. The varsity squad will host hockey contest tonight, and the girls basketball team will play host to Solon Springs tonight in varsity action. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky and colder today with highs in the low teens. And staying on the cloudy side tonight, lows 0 to 5 above. A cloudy day for Wednesday, high in the mid-20s, with snow developing in the afternoon and evening, a few inches by early Thursday. Right now, it's 5 below.
98Q Country.
We've been married 32 years, and my father gave me one really wise piece of advice before I got married, and it's held true for 32 years. On my wedding day, my father said to me, before you argue with your new wife, and you're going to argue with her, before you do, take some time, step back, ask yourself two questions. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Right. And then he broke down and sobbed right in front of me. I had no idea what that man was talking about. 32 years later, I can tell you this, I'm a happy, happy, happy man. I ain't been right in 12 years now. Sometimes I even have to ask her, am I happy? Oh, you better believe you're happy. Okay. I was just checking with you, Buttercup. I gotta call my friends up. I can't go golfing, but I'm a happy, happy, happy man.
Wake up with us and feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Buster's Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door. 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boots, scoot, boogie.
Everything got out of hand and I let it slide. Now I own say your name and I never will. And all your things, well, I threw them in the trash. And I'm not even sad. Now you only have yourself to blame for playing all those stupid games. You're always gonna be the same. Oh no, you'll never change. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Took the lonely and took me for a ride. And I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it. You want my future, you can't have it. Took me for a ride and I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Took the lonely and took me for a ride. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna
pouring down rain with old Hank singing some song about trains. In midnight taillights tearing down a highway or some other heartbroken cliche, but there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. All day long, a pocket full of 3-day weekend money ain't a heartbreak cloud in a forecast, honey. I hate to see it go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. No doubt, damn good day to leave. I guess I'll miss the bachelorette. Well, what a shame. The Channel 8's about to marathon John Wayne. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave.
Allie Green there at 98Q Country. And a good Tuesday to you on this 4th. I got a calendar. I have a calendar in the studio now. So I do know the number, if I can see it. 4th day of February. Good to have you with here. Short month here. For those of you who are calendar challenged, 28 days. We had 20. Was it last year we had 29? Yeah. It was a leap year last year. We had 28, though, this year. And I hope your Tuesday has some good things in store for you. 5 below is our current temp. We're on our way to about 15 or so, right in that range today. Morning, guys, on the upswing, feeling good. The bug, kind of the cold and the bug, still is kind of right there. Can you see? Right there, yeah. But I feel good, but the voice is just a little... clear the throat kind of stuff. So I hope you're managing to stay healthy, get a little vitamin C in you, drink some water, and do your best to fight off the bug. And those who are involved, of course, with teaching our kids in the school, that's a challenge. It's a challenge. A lot of teachers, some of the teachers that I talked to, you know, got 15, 20% of the kids out of their class in some classes. So hopefully you're getting through all that. We have a stretch of weather that's very acceptable. We could, you know, if we would have got a little bit more snow, just a little bit more, they were, you know, they promise us 2 to 4, and then it ends up being 1 to 3, and then our snowmobile trails are like, well, we're kind of good, but we're kind of not. So check out all the information, Price County Snowmobile Trails or Wisconsin Snowmobile Trails are all on the web. To give you an idea of what's going on with area trail systems for our snowmobiles. We have high school hoops tonight. It is youth night tonight. This is something that we're going to do a couple of weeks ago, and then that was the time that we had the really, really cold weather. And so they had to delay youth night for our Shawamigan youth. So that'll be held tonight at the Park Falls campus. All the youngsters, I think everybody up through like 8th grade, I think, is going to get in free. And they've got all kinds of special stuff for the young dribblers and stuff like that. And if Joel can get anything, or I tell you what, you guys have been doing a really good job of getting us events that are going on. In fact, so many that I'm paging. Hang on just a second. Talk among yourselves for a moment. I saw the sheet I was looking for just a second. There it is. And then my fingers failed me. So let's get you all the information on Youth Night tonight for the Shawamigan basketball program. And this is, they're taking on Prentice. So boys and girls who are grades 4YK all the way up through 8th grade should attend the game so they can celebrate our youth who will be our future basketball players in the boys and girls program. So after the conclusion of the varsity game, all the youth will receive a poster of the boys' basketball team that they will get signed by each of the players also. And they'll have posters. They ordered a couple hundred of them, so they should have enough for everybody. If not, they'll figure all that out. So it'll be a good night tonight, everybody. All the youth are going to get in free up through 8th grade also, 4YK through 8. We'll get in the game free tonight. So it should be a fun night. JV at 5:45, varsity at 7:15, and good rivalry game with Prentice coming to town for that contest tonight. We'll have it for you. Steve Gentlin will be there at 7:15, the call. That'll be over on 103.1 on the Civic Media app and also on trailmix.fm. All right, what else? So no tariffs, no 25% tariffs. The Canadian and Mexican tariffs that were supposed to take effect today, they averted that yesterday. They came to an agreement. The 10% China tariffs are still in effect. So China has reciprocated, apparently, with tariffs of their own right back at us. So that's some of the latest news as far as what's going on with all that stuff. Mexico and Canada both agreed to a border deal to try to secure the borders a little bit better in lieu of the tariffs and all that stuff. So that's some of the news on that side that's happening. Oh, by the way, and I know I'm getting old. I know. I've been doing the morning show for over 25 years, so you do the math. I know I'm getting older. But I see a lot of I like to see a lot of places having summer events in the winter. Now, keep in mind, this is from a guy who earlier on in my radio career, I once hosted a softball game in February. I think it was at a ball field. And it was not pretty. It was not pretty. But for those of you who love to schedule, you know, the typical summer sports, the volleyballs, the softballs, as I did, and what else? Other stuff. We like to take summer sports and we like to quote unquote break up the winter by having these outside. And to you, I say, stop it. Just stop it. Now, a toilet seat race, that we can do. I mean, we can do toilet seat races down a snowy hill. That's fine. I'm all right with that. But as far as the competition, oh, horseshoes I saw the other day. Good for you. Good for you. If you want to play horseshoes out on the lake, good for you. I'll be inside cheering for you with all my heart. Just like, yay, go team. But I'll wait for summer. I'm all right. I can wait for summertime for that. Even cornhole. Some people like to play. I saw there's some cornhole tournaments that are on the ice. And I thought to my, I looked at him, I'm just like, do you know how hard it is for this guy to even do it like in an indoor controlled environment? You'd do it out on the ice, just fear of injury. So if you like to do that stuff, good for you. For me, not so much. We've got a nice event coming up this Friday. People were in yesterday from Vichy's Pub, and they're having a Heinsky benefit for a rally for Bo and Kathy Heinsky. This is at Vichy's Pub, and this is going on this Saturday, February the 8th, starting at 3 p.m. There's going to be live music. Now, this we can do. See, this we can do. It involves being warm inside, having a beverage, having some good food. So there'll be, starting at 3 o'clock, they got local talent. I know Shane Kronberger and other talent. Some wonderful music. So if you want to have a nice day, relaxing, having a couple of beverages, some great food, Vichy's Pub is going to donate $1 for every pint of tap beer that is purchased. There will be drink specials through the night. There's going to be raffles going on. So if you, whether you do or don't know Bo or Kathy Heinsky, what all the funds again will benefit them. If you do, definitely, even if you don't, stop on by and support the event. That's at Vichy's Pub right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls, right across from Forward Bank and right by the library there. So that's going on Saturday. Very nice event. Always cool when you see a community pull together. This Saturday is the annual Dumplings Pork Kraut Dinner with the Knights of Columbus. Ronnie Stieber and all the folks with the Knights of Columbus has been doing this for many, many years. They sell this baby out. They sell it out every year. So get there to get your pork and kraut. That is from 3:30 until 6 on Saturday. Now, if you want to order a carryout, call them on Saturday. Don't call them today. Call them on Saturday and put your carryout order in at 661-1156. We're going to give away a couple tickets for this tomorrow. They're always nice enough to offer a couple people a freebie with that. So adults are 14 and children are 8. Preschoolers mooching off us all the time. They're free with that event. All right. What else do we have going on here? Let's see. I made a couple of... I never knew. Did you know? I mean, before the current president took over, did you know? And this may inspire people to maybe want to run for president, because people always say, how come all the big smart people, they don't want, smart, in quotations. It seems like the office of president is something that a lot of people are just like, no, thanks. But now, I mean, were you aware of the power? I wasn't aware of things that the president could do. And whether or not they're legal or not, I'm not 100% sure about that. But the executive orders, of course, Mr. Trump has gone crazy with all that, with the executive orders. Whether or not, and some of them are legal or not, I'm not sure. But there seems to be, we've set up it's a democracy. And a democracy is set up so one person doesn't have, you know, power. But it just seems like, putting aside politics totally, it just seems like from everything that's gone on the last couple of weeks, that the president kind of has a lot of power. I mean, kind of, it seems to me anyway, that, I mean, you kind of grow up in a democracy thinking, okay, well, you can have good ideas, but it's got to go through House and Congress, and I know the Republicans control all that. I was thinking to myself, man, this might inspire some young people to say, hey, I'm getting there. I do have a lot of power. Whether that's good or bad, I'm not sure. And I was thinking, what if I got to be president for a day and I could sign executive orders? What would I do? Well, the first thing I would do is I would declare that the Minnesota Vikings have won a championship. That would be the first. And they would kick me right out of the office. At least the Wisconsin people would anyway. What would you do? Give me your top five list. Give me your top thing. Text it to me through the Civic Media app. Tell me one thing, one executive order you would do, and if it involves you firing the morning show guy, that's not the one, something else, something you would do as president. Number one, if you had an executive order and you could just sign your name and boom, it would happen. What would that be? What would that one thing be? Let's get you updated. News and sports. We do this twice an hour in the morning show. ABC gets us going.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Tariffs against Mexico and China paused for 30 days, but tariffs against China went into effect overnight. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has China's response.
China firing back. After President Trump's 10% tariff went into effect at midnight, Beijing swiftly retaliating with tariffs on American goods, including coal, liquefied natural gas, crude oil, agricultural machinery, and pickup trucks. China also restricting the export of critical minerals used to produce high-tech products.
Mexico and Canada both agreed to boost border security in exchange for the tariffs being paused. Sources say a handful of people working with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency were spotted at the Department of Education on Monday. They also say his team has access to the agency's records. Musk says he has the blessing of President Trump and the authority to close the U.S. Agency for International Development. Democrats in Congress strongly disagree. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Another snowmobile accident has occurred in Mercer. According to a Facebook post from WUPM, yesterday at 11:35 p.m., Mercer Fire and EMS were paged to Trail 10N near Mercer. Details regarding the accident or the individuals involved have not been released. The only information made available is that Mercer Fire and EMS assisted with the extrication of the victim and assisted Beacon Ambulance at the scene, and that the Iron County Sheriff's Office also responded to the scene. This is the third snowmobile accident in the Mercer area in the last 4 days. Saturday, February 15th, it's the 14th annual Snow Bears of Glidden Toilet Seat Races. This will feature three classes, Open, Powder Puff, and Juniors, with $10 per entry and rules and entry forms available at the Bear Crossing. There will be a 100% payout and prize for best in show. There will also be a soup and chili cook-off. This is open to the public. You must use USDA meats, no game meats, and soups must be at the Jacobstown Hall at noon to compete in the judging from 1 to 3 p.m. There will be a meat raffle, a 50-50 raffle, and a huge bucket raffle. Come support the Snow Bears Snowmobile Club. Any questions can be directed to Jeff at 608-852-7436 or Bob at 715-663-0104. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 15th, over in Glidden. There is an increased risk of wildfires in over half of Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has more.
When it's dry and windy, the risk of wildfires increases. And while January may not be peak wildfire season in Wisconsin, a line starting at the top of Door County and the northern edge of Brown County, all the way across the state and then southward towards the Illinois border, has been classified as a moderate fire risk by the DNR. Usually, the ground would be covered in snow right now, but warmer days and the second driest January on record make the conditions prime for a spark from a motor or a cigarette to cause a wildfire. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City, a against the Thunder. The final 125-96, Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Oh, boy. Girls basketball. Super Bowl media week, it's always not good. Girls basketball last night, Solon Springs, they're a tough team. They're 13-0, and they are leading the conference, and they topped Butternut last night by a score of 60-46. Three-pointers were a key in that game as Solon Springs came out firing. Butternut was led by Kendra Pritzel with 18 and Gianna Nearing with 15, and Caitlin Bebo had 8 on the contest. Solon Springs gets the win, though. The Merriam Tigerton girls, they topped Shawamigan last night. Close game, 49-45. LCO, they beat Bayfield 42-25. And it was the Mellon girls topping Hurley last night by a score of 51-38. The Athens boys will be in town to take on the Loggers tonight. So Phillips has JV and varsity boys basketball tonight, hosting the Athens Blue Jays. It is youth night tonight, we mentioned a little bit ago. Prentice will be in town taking on the Shawamigan boys team. Youth night, 5:45, JV, 7:15 will be varsity tonight. The Butternut High School boys and girls will have a doubleheader. They'll be playing at Mercer tonight in boys and girls basketball.
Looking for great eats and good times? Head to John Seamount Corner Bar and Grill just south of Phillips at the corner of 111 Highway 13. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to close. Tuesdays mean smash tacos. Wednesdays bring naked wings. Thursdays feature single smash burgers with fries for just $7.95. And Fridays serve up fish fry with cod and walleye. Don't miss their bacon cheesy hash browns. Saturdays barbecued ribs at John Seamount Corner Bar and Grill, where the cheese is never skimped. Looking to build or remodel? Monarch's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin's complete building and hardware store. This winter, take the chill out with blown-in fiberglass insulation to reduce heating bills. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is here to turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Monarch's Lumber today. Family-owned business serving the community since 1971. Your project starts right here in Fifield, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky and colder today with highs in the low teens. And staying on the cloudy side tonight, lows 0 to 5 above. A cloudy day for Wednesday, high in the mid-20s, with snow developing in the afternoon and evening, a few inches by early Thursday. Right now it's 5 below.
98Q Country.
I could go for a tipsy tailgate kiss. Baby, taste the moon shining off of your lips. I want to see that, won't you smile? Still got me hooked, been hooked for a while. If you got a bottle you ain't opened yet, and an empty spot beside you in your bed, if you got some room for a little regret, let me know, girl, I've already left, yeah. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. You got my number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't got a makeup, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. I hope you get lonely tonight.
you need a little late night pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. Hope you get lonely tonight. Hope you get lonely. Hope you get lonely. Hope you get lonely.
Cole Swindell at 98Q Country. Well, every Tuesday morning, we get you updated on what's going on at the Butternut Schools, and we've got Carolyn Pollitt with us, District Administrator there, to do just that. Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, great day. A little couple degrees below zero in northern Wisconsin. This is not too bad. We'll take it.
Take For it. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. What's the latest from the Butternut School today, Carolyn?
Well, we got lots going on, of course. Sports seasons are hot and heavy, and our teams are working hard. But two things I kind of want to highlight today. One is that it's school counselor week, and so I just want to give a shout-out to all school counselors, and then, of course, especially our own Ms. Reese. School counselors are a pretty vital part of what we do, and, you know, they pay attention to academics, family support, mm-hmm. communication, social and emotional support for kids, and we'd be kind of lost without them.
Yes, yes.
And then it's also CTE month. CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. And so here at Butternut, like a lot of schools, we take the resources that we have and we try to develop programs that get kids a step up in the college and career fields. And maybe some things people don't realize is that, you know, small schools sometimes struggle for resources in comparison to larger schools, but we can really individualize, and that's something that's exciting that we do at Butternut. Our team, our CTE, our academic and career planning teams work hard together to try to find those strengths that kids have and offer those opportunities. Our work placements are one of them, and then our courses, too. You know, often we have multiple things going on in a class period, and so it's exciting. And I've talked about that before. It's kind of a niche that I've had in my teaching career in the past. And when you have students that come back to you or parents that come back to you after they've graduated and they talk about it, it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a focus on academic skills, but also career-based learning, employability skills, leadership skills, technical skills, and so our business ed and our tech ed teachers right now have some pretty cool things going on. And, of course, we have some new equipment, a laser engraver and a multi-access 3D printer that was an upgrade from the ones we had before through a Fab Lab grant. And our business ed teacher runs our work experience program, and she combines what she does in some of those courses and then works that out into job placements for kids. And so it's just an exciting time, and I'm hoping that our listeners really want to know about that because it's so different than how school used to be, you know, when I was in high school, probably when you were in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly when our parents were in high school. And so I think that it's important that we get some of those details out to folks so that they really know how school has changed.
Yeah, so hands-on now. The sitting in the desk all day thing is still part of it, but not all day. It's so much more hands-on now.
It really is, even in elementary grades.
Yeah,
you know, we're moving.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, big night tonight too. Butternut Mercer basketball rivalry tonight over in Mercer,
yes.
So that'll be fun.
Yes. The girls played hard last night too, and our middle school volleyball is hot and heavy. Those girls are working so hard to develop their skills, and one thing I'm proud of all of our teams for right now is really how they're trying to work as a team and develop those skills, which of course also plays into being a better employee and citizen in the future.
Exactly. All right, Carolyn, well, thank you for the update. We appreciate you taking the time.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. Carolyn Pollitt, she's district administrator there at the Butternut School. And thank you for the text in. Somebody texted in. I said, what would you do earlier? I had mentioned, what would you do if you had the ability to make an executive order, just one good executive order? What would you do? And I stated what I would do. But someone texted in and said they would say that they would make a law. Gas could never go over $2.50 a gallon, and everybody gets a free candy bar. Every time that you fill up your car with gas. I like that. I like the candy bar deal. Pete is with us from Wilway. Pete, what do you think? A free candy bar every time you fill up your car with gas. How about that, huh?
Hey, I'm all in. If not, remember the popcorn days where you give a free bag of popcorn or a hot dog?
Yeah, a bag of popcorn, hot dog. Yeah, exactly. That stuff's a gone thing. Well, we got Pete with us from Wilway. We got the big February sale going on down there. I'll be down there later this morning. Lots going on at Wilway, right, Pete?
Absolutely. We got a bunch of new inventory. Doesn't matter if you're looking for a truck, three-quarter ton, half ton, cars, minivans, SUVs, a lot of options loaded. We got a lot of new inventory on the lot. Come on down and check it out.
If you're looking for a truck, goodness gracious, Pete, you got all kinds of trucks lined up down there on the lot.
All beautiful trucks, all right? Three-quarter tons, half tons, they have landed last week. Make sure you come on down here if you're looking for a diesel or a gas. We got them.
All right, and we'll be down there broadcasting from the facility there a little bit after 10 o'clock this morning, so they can always check it out right away this morning with a bowl of cereal in their hand. If they got a moment, go to wheelwayautos.com, right?
Absolutely. It's a little bit cold out here this morning, but it's going to warm up. Grab some coffee, some hot chocolate. Check our website out at wheelwayautos.com. See the great inventory and the selection that we got.
Very good, Pete. We'll talk to you a little bit later this morning, okay?
Sounds good. Take care.
He's on a Wheelway in Fifield, Pete, and we'll be there from 10 to 1 today. Big February sales event. There's coupons in the shopper. We'll talk about that as we broadcast there from 10 until 1. Coming up today. We had just a few degrees below zero here this morning, warming up to about 13, it looks like, for the high today.
Keep warm this winter with help from Bader Sports Center. Starting with their large selection of lacrosse boots and continuing with Big Bill and Johnson Mills wool clothing. For your head, it's gotta be a Stormy Cromer. Hats and merchandise in styles for the whole family. Whatever activity gets you out in the Wisconsin winter, Bader's has the apparel you need to keep warm and comfortable. Find Bader Sports Center on Facebook or online at BaderSportsCenter.com or next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts.
Aha.
At the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
98Q Country. Country.
Another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it 1,000 times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, 'cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is, if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with, the kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories, and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me, and now I ain't looking back, 'cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, 'cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is, if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, 'cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is, if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The trade war with China is on. 10% tariffs kicking in overnight. The retaliatory 15% tariffs on U.S. goods entering China in effect as well. However, ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce says the trade war that President Trump was threatening against Mexico and Canada has been averted for now.
After two phone calls with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Canada agreeing, in addition to its existing $1.3 billion border plan, to appoint a fentanyl czar, list cartels as terrorists, and launch a joint Canada-U.S. strike force to combat organized crime, fentanyl, and money laundering.
Mexico also announcing new border security rules in exchange for the temporary tariff pauses. Two key test votes today for two of President Trump's cabinet picks, Health Secretary nominee Robert Kennedy Jr. and Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard. Five people shot at an adult education center in Sweden this morning. Happened about 125 miles from Stockholm. This is ABC News. New worries about the amount of plastic in our brains. Researchers say that they are finding enough microplastics scattered around our human brains to make up an entire plastic spoon. The